Dr. Max Reinecke is with us.
Good morning.
And you can always see forever, though.
You know, I can. That extra couple inches makes the horizon further away.
You know, I was looking at your notes. I was kind of putting them into blog form this morning, and I noticed that you were talking about some things that surprise you and the fact that there are some things that spoil hunting trips that should never do that.
That's right. And one of the things that can spoil a hunting trip or an ice fishing trip is headaches. And I'm always surprised when we have a new patient and I'm asking them this and that, and do you have any trouble with headaches? And they say, well, just the usual, or just the regular headaches. I don't get bad ones. And I'm here to tell everybody, we're not supposed to have headaches. Headaches, even if you're under stress and tension, you're not supposed to have a headache.
Well, we aren't supposed to put up with that, but sometimes we do. And tell me how the people that you have that are coming to see you, you're talking them through it. And my guess is that they're going to be all ages.
Anyone can get headaches. Someone that is middle-aged and comes in and says they've had headaches since middle school, it's going to be a lot harder to get those headaches under control just by experience and just by statistics. So I would encourage any parent out there that has a youngster that says they have a headache or they don't want to do their homework because their head hurts or they don't want to play because their head hurts, they're not making it up. They just as soon be out there having fun and doing what they need to do. And a chiropractor is the best place to get started with a headache, believe it or not. If your kid has a headache, he doesn't need an MRI of his brain, chances are.
Advil, Tylenol, a lot of people go that route, and maybe you can overdo that too.
Well, anytime you cover up a symptom and don't look at what the cause of the pain, you're not doing yourself a favor. And there's a study out that shows that every year over 1 million people die of the disease that the medication covers up. I'm not saying you're going to die of your headache, but it isn't just the side effects of Advil and Tylenol, GI bleeds, ulcers, that type of thing. But you're not getting the problem taken care of.
It's amazing the number of times that I'll hear relatives talk about, well, I've been bleeding or I've had headaches for a long time, but I just didn't tell anybody. That's not healthy.
No. Being self-sufficient is one thing, and being stubborn and...
stupid.
Thank you, Bill. I can't use words like that. I'm not supposed to.
I'm not licensed.
There you go. Thank you. It's not good. No, many times we worry, well, my headaches, maybe they come from my chocolate addiction, and I like chocolate too much to talk about that. Or maybe it's something a little stronger than chocolate that we think has to do with our health problems, so we keep that a secret. And whatever you think the cause is, if you give us a call, that's 335-0880. Headaches are one of my favorites because it's very seldom that we don't get some results with a headache.
What else surprises you?
Well, it surprises me that we're not ready to start ice fishing yet. And we were talking about being safe on the ice and whatnot. And if I go ice fishing, I like to wait till the crowd's out there. Follow the tracks, see where the fish are. I want to tell you a story about a friend of mine that he always was on the cutting edge. He would go out and be the first on the ice, and he would be the first to find the fish. In the golf show, lots of times we refer to aiming oil.
Yes.
Ice fishermen many times depend on antifreeze. And it was a very cold night, and he'd gotten into his antifreeze a little early. And he found a nice stretch of ice, and he started drilling a hole. And there was this voice that came from above. There are no fish there. My gosh. Is that God? How could that be? And he went back to drilling again because he thought he had a good spot. There are no fish there. And he thought, my God. He didn't know what to do. And he started drilling again. This is the arena manager. There is no ice there.
you promised a joke.
Yes.
And you delivered.
Well, if it was a groaner or a laugher, it depends.
And it lets us think about 2016, which is just it. If people have questions, they need help, they have a headache, too much Tylenol, too much Advil, how do they reach you?
On the internet, ReinekeClinic.com, phone number 335-0880. And if you're making a New Year's resolution, now's a great time to get a chiropractor on your healthcare team.
Dr. Max Reinecke, we'll talk to you in 2016.
Very good. Thank you.